Healthspedia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy to be back with you on the airwaves. And I'll be with you today till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. First thing I want to do is thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. We got a lot to get to today. It's Small Business Monday. After the 8 o'clock news, we'll be taking your calls to promote your small business. Today, I want to focus on retail shops, not in-home businesses, retail shops, because tonight I'll be at Rattan Patio and Fireplace Shop on Mount Holly Road in Burlington, 6 to 8 p.m., and I asked the owner, Ron, to call in after 8, so we'll talk about retail later in the show. But first, Dan, well, first of all, welcome back, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you back. I didn't know what the weather was all week last week.
Oh, poor you. At least it was quiet, though.
It was super quiet, and I loved it. It was cool, comfortable. Cool. Yep. I'm a little concerned about the heat this week. It's going to be summer.
It is good. Well, it's almost summer, and I have to say almost because don't go planning a beach day this week.
Okay.
Because the ocean and bay is still quite chilly right now. That water temperature, 50 to 55 degrees.
That's cool. That's cold
so
plunge.
While inland areas will be really cooking this week, I mean, we could touch 90 in part of New Jersey this week. You know, the Jersey Shore, it could be closer to 60.
So it might be nice at the shore.
It could be very nice at the shore if it's 60.
So let me ask you this, because I have to make a decision now. Does the air go on this week? And that always accompanies a question about humidity.
Humidity will be ramping up. It's not going to be like the worst steamy humidity. Yeah. You know, we always look at dew point, right? That measure of moisture, that muggy meter.
Yeah.
When the dew point's in the 70s, that's like the thickest possible air, the soupiest yuck in the middle of summer. Yeah. We're not there. But the dew point is going to pop over 60. So that's stickiness. And you'll especially feel that at night this week. You know, when temperatures don't cool down below the mid-60s, which will be the case in the middle of the week, you know, you'll feel that. You'll feel the difference in the
air. Breezy, windy. I mean, because if the windows are open and there's a breeze, I will leave it off at night.
Good question. Today and tomorrow will be quite breezy, if not windy.
Okay.
And then things calm down a bit. So I think by the time the hottest days are going to be Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So probably by the time we get there, you may very well be reaching for the AC.
Really?
I think. Just to cut through the heat and humidity a little bit, I suspect.
This is maybe the longest I've ever gone without putting it on. We've not put it on yet.
That's good.
Yeah.
I had to, there was like one or two days the last time, just especially at night. You know, we get the sun late day that just cooks the back of the house and a couple of the bedrooms just get so hot.
Yeah.
We need to cool them down to make it comfortable to sleep.
I think Eric's made the jump. I mean, because Sandra, I don't know if you have the same situation in your house, Dan, but Sandra likes it, what, at 42 degrees?
Yeah.
Is about that about right?
Yeah.
Amy flip-flops.
Like okay.
Sometimes she's freezing cold, sometimes she's boiling hot. So our climate control is, it goes back and forth.
You just find out when you get home.
Exactly. I've got the smart thermostat, so I've got the app, so I can change it as needed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Wait, do you have that, Eric?
I do.
Doesn't Siri run your house or
pretty
Alexa?
Much. Yeah, Alexa runs that.
Somebody's in charge.
I can do it off the phone, but I can also say, you know, Alexa, set the temperature to 42 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay.
Alexa, Sandra is cold.
I have to tell you, I was always hot, and a switch flipped in the last, I would say the last year. And now I'm like, I find myself way colder. My body temperature has changed. as Kathy just shouted out, I'm getting old. Okay, thank you, Kathy, for that. Right?
Thank you for saying it, so I didn't have to. Very good.
Well, look, to be fair, I am closer to 60 than I am 50. So if you look at it, maybe the flip switch somewhere when I got out of the demo, hitting 56, and that was it.
There you go.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, so we'll stay tuned for the air conditioner watch this week.
There you go.
Thank you, Dan.
Very good.
Eric, I don't know. There's so much news. I'd rather talk about the fact that what cocktail goes with the 85 to 90 degree weather we're going to have.
Well, we were thinking about that, right? Because it's if we on a Friday, you know, I like to recommend a cocktail to folks on Friday. But it will also be my last day before
vacation
because we're leaving on the islands Saturday morning.
Nice.
So I'm thinking it has to be something.
You haven't wrapped your head around the fact that you're flying into Newark yet, have you?
I booked the car service.
I see the stress.
I booked the car service. I don't like it.
You need a cocktail Saturday morning before you get in the car. That's what I'm thinking.
I will be sitting in the United Lounge waiting for that bar to open Saturday morning. No kidding. But I'm thinking, do we want to do a sea breeze, a bay breeze? Do we want to do a jalapeno margarita?
So I love spicy margaritas, and I love a good margarita. Jody loves gimlets. That's her summer go-to.
I love a gimlet, too, yeah.
What is a bay breeze?
So you can do a bay breeze usually as a Malibu coconut rum.
Okay.
With cranberry and pineapple.
Is it super sweet, though?
It's on the sweeter side. I think it depends on, your ratios.
But pineapple's like breakfast, so
yeah.
Let's just say we were having it early in the morning.
And if you're going to do a sea breeze, it's vodka, cranberry, and pineapple.
Oh, vodka is the sea breeze.
Correct.
And coconut rum is the bay breeze.
Correct. Yeah.
And what is it? It's pineapple?
It's Malibu coconut rum.
All right.
Pineapple juice, cranberry juice. Served in a highball glass with
ice. It's pretty acidic, right?
It's one of the reasons why I don't do a lot of vodka orange juice or things like that, because the acidity is a little harsh on your stomach early in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Cranberry juice and pineapple sounds like breakfast to me.
It is. I do not generally like sweet drinks. I like that. I wouldn't drink it all day.
Right.
But, that's one of the things at the resort we go to that they usually offer you.
Yeah.
When you first get in, you haven't even checked in yet. You've just gotten out of the car.
And they hand it to you.
And they hand it to you. So here, try this.
Oh, that I like. All right. So question for you. Are you ready? The summer's here this week. I know Dan said not really, but kind of. Look, if I'm putting the air on because it's hot and humid at night, it's summertime. So my question for you is, are you ready? Have you made your plans for the summer? Have you made the transition to get your deck ready for outdoor relaxation? We have mentally moved outside. We spent a lot of yesterday outside. It was awesome. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 617 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening. A powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
6:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So it's outdoor season, right? By the way, tax day is coming up Wednesday, in case you didn't know. File that extension. File your taxes. Pay the man. Got to do it. Maybe you're getting money back. I don't know. Believe it or not, Joe Myra, I'm getting money back for the first time in, I think, maybe 20 years.
And a lot of people are getting shocked at how much they're getting. They're getting a lot back.
The Trump tax cuts. It's no joke.
Taking
the SALT deduction from $10,000 up to $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Enormous. For those of us that live in blue states, it was a big, big deal. But I was out of work for all those months running.
See that? It pays.
Paid off now. Look at that. I went without an income. I'm getting a couple of bucks back.
Nice.
Yeah.
You could start writing off your food that you don't eat.
Maybe. I did it 14 segments. Segments, reminder, are 6 hours long.
Please explain to the people
is broken into segments.
Thank you.
And the segment one starts at 4 in the morning, goes to 10.
Seg one.
Segment two, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seg two.
Now, before you enter a segment, do you go, say, to the camera. Now I'm entering.
Somebody comes out and claps the, you know, okay.
Yeah, I am segment now entering one. Seg 2. I haven't eaten in 96 hours, starting to feel a little shaky.
I did eat a little. I did it intermittently. And then, anyway, let me finish, though. Segment 3, okay. 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then segment 4 is sleeping, which is 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. So 14 segments, starting with the morning show on Thursday. And I went through and I did 2 shows on Sunday. So I did the morning show, and then the guy called out for the 10 to 12 show, my friend John Glasgow. So they're like, hey, can you stay and host the next show? I'm like, okay.
So you just went on not, and you didn't eat.
Boom. Just kept going.
Did you have a voice in your head like, you are now entering Seg 8. You are about to pass out. Please eat a cracker.
I actually felt really good. I felt very low caffeine. I had energy because of the low calorie intake. Mm-hmm. All protein, tuna, a lot of hard-boiled eggs. It's possible I had like a dozen eggs over this period. Kathy?
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. How many nights a week do you go to sleep at 10 o'clock?
Never. Thank you. Although.
Go to bed and go to sleep
although,
are two different things.
Yeah. Saturday, I crashed. I was asleep by like 8. Like I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to get up again at 2:30. So that was like 6.5 hours. Plus of sleep.
With it being warm outside and staying light later, it's really hard
I had a full 8-hour weekend yesterday.
You know,
I got home at 2.
Really?
It was great.
I think I'm starting to sync up with you. You know how like girls, like their cycles start to sync up when they hang out together?
Are we in sync now? Yeah.
We are, because I keep waking up at these odd hours in the middle of the night. So does my dog. And I'm like, you know what? I've been hanging out with Spadia too long. Our cycles have synced up.
In sync with Spadia.
Great. I'm in segments.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Oh, great.
It is 6:26. All right. Tom and Juan, you guys will be first. Yes, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. I want to talk about our summer activities. What are you going to do this week? Did you take advantage and cook out this weekend? And what's your go-to cocktail in the warm weather? 1-800-283-101.5, 627. Eric Scott with your news next. 636 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, so we're talking about your go-to summer activities and drink. Eric, what did you say? We're talking about a summer breeze.
Bay breeze, sea breeze, margarita, something.
What is that?
Yeah.
I think we need a little Sinatra summer breeze. That's what I'm thinking
breeze.
Of, right? Summer breeze came blowing in, right?
Summer wind,
summer breeze.
I bet there is a summer breeze cocktail.
There must be. Let's see. Tom in Milford has a drink suggestion for us. All right, Tom, what do you got?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
My suggestion is to use the actual fruit in the drinks. And also to use seltzer. So when in the summertime, when it's hot and you're drinking, you might be out all day. The biggest challenge to drinking is that you get dehydrated.
Yeah.
So if you use seltzer, you get the same fizz of a beer. But then also if you take the pineapple, you cut it up and you put it into ice cubes, maybe even put it with the rum in the freezer and freeze it. You can actually melt the liquor down, and once you're done drinking the drink, you can actually eat the fruit. So instead of having the juices, which are really high in sugar, you can actually, you know, have the actual fruit and still get the taste from it.
Eric, have you done that?
Freeze fruit and use it as ice cubes.
That's a good idea,
yeah.
Tom. I love that idea. How would you do it with the seltzer, though? Would you have, so if you had fruit ice cubes, let's say we used pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What I would do is I would freeze the pineapple with rum. So put ice cube tray, put the pineapple and rum in the tray.
Would it freeze though?
Would the pineapple freeze?
No, would the rum freeze?
I don't know.
Because I store vodka in the freezer. My Tito's stays in the freezer.
Yeah,
it never freezes.
Yeah, different liquors freeze at different temperatures. Now, because I have a couple of bourbon decanters in the tiki bar. They stay out all winter long, and it doesn't freeze. As cold as it got this winter, it doesn't freeze. It will get more
syrupy,
it gets a little syrupy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is when the liquor is straight, it won't freeze, but if you the fruit has a water content to it, so the pineapple and that type of thing, I think it will start to at least harden or freeze. And the seltzer just keeps you, it just, it takes away from the amount of juice that you're using, and it's also hydrating you while you're drinking. That's the other point of it, is it actually makes it very refreshing in the summertime on a 90 or 100-degree day to have a bourbon and club or a, you know, and you put some fruit in it, and you can drink a lot more of them throughout the day, and you're not going to be as dehydrated.
What I like, Eric, about what Tom is saying is he is helping us drink more. That is
and staying hydrated.
And staying hydrated. That's what I'm hearing. Right?
The joke we use, and you can use it while you're away, Eric, is you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Amen, brother.
Yep. He knows it. Yep. He knows it. Yep. All right, man. Thank you, Tom. Have a great rest of your day.
There is a summer breeze cocktail, and it's made with bourbon. And really? I think I might want to try this.
So bourbon and what?
So it's a whiskey soda drink. But you muddle an orange slice in the bottom of a glass, in a rocks glass. You put a splash of orange liqueur, like Quattro, in that.
Yeah.
It's two shots of bourbon, and you top it with ginger ale.
Really?
Yeah.
I would try that.
It looks really, you know what, I might go home. So here's the deal.
You should probably test it today.
I mean, right.
It is Bourbon Monday, isn't it?
It is Bourbon Monday. I have everything at home to make this. I might, and it's going to be warm today, so yeah. I may slip into the Tiki Bar Test Kitchen.
I think
maybe you should put one of these together.
If you do, I would encourage you to film this so that we could share the video on New Jersey 101.5's website, NJ1015.com.
Yeah, I will. I have everything. If I think I have ginger ale at home, I'm pretty sure that I do.
I will tell you, it would, for me, it's a stretch. I don't think of brown liquor as summer.
This does not look brown. Really? I'm looking at a photo of it. It does not look like it's brown.
Because I don't know what it is. It's sort of like there are restaurants that still serve hot toddies. And I can't do it because it's medicine to me.
I take it as medicine. So
if my throat's bad, a hot toddy is one of the perfect things
absolutely.
You can have.
Absolutely. With the honey and the ginger and everything in it and the cinnamon. Oh.
But I don't like it as I'd go very simple with a hot toddy. You know, shot of bourbon or whiskey and same amount of honey, same amount of lemon juice.
Yep.
And if I put those three, that to me is like homemade NyQuil.
And I'll put shaved ginger and a cinnamon stick in it.
Cinnamon stick is a great idea.
And let it steep like tea.
Yeah. So, but if it's summer, I
wouldn't order that as a cocktail.
People do, though. They do. I don't know. It's gross. All right, let's go to Juan in Roselle. What do you got for us, Juan?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Eric. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. On my way to work. Trying to make the donuts.
You got to make the donuts, man. You know, Juan, you and I are old enough to understand that reference. I don't think this next generation that's living on mom's couch, that they really understand that. That was so iconic, right? Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts. Well, I don't know if this is a hint or lightning.
All right, tell me.
So I wake up Saturday morning, clean the grill. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah.
Go to the butcher, get my beef flap. I get my rib racks. The rack of ribs ready for the weekend.
All right, let me ask you, Juan. Very important question. Yes. You go spare ribs, you go baby back. What are you doing?
No, spare ribs, the long ones.
Thank you. Juan, let me tell you something. We are on the same page today. You need the long ones because you got to have a little more meat. I think the baby back ribs are a ripoff. Yes. I don't like them.
Agreed. Too much bone.
Yeah,
I got my cigar, I got my Cabernet, I'm grilling, the meat's done. I make Chinese rice. I got the Blackstone griddle. I make my own Chinese rice.
Tell me about the Chinese rice. How do you do the Chinese rice?
Scallion, onion, the bean sprouts, and garlic. Tons of garlic and butter.
Butter? No kidding. Butter. See, that's it, because I don't eat seed oil. So that's a lot of, I don't go to Chinese restaurants anymore because of the vegetable oil.
Oh, you got to make it at home. The best thing ever.
Butter.
Sesame oil. The most important ingredient, sake.
I do have sake. I have sake in them. Really? All right. Do you use soy sauce, or is the sake replaced the soy sauce?
The sweet soy sauce for rice.
All right, so hold on a minute. Now, we got scallions, we got onions, we've got... Do you put any carrots in it?
Bean sprouts. No.
No carrots.
No, my wife
she doesn't like carrots.
Not a veggie.
I don't like veggies either. The all right, so we got then a little sake. Now, you hit the sake in it while it's on the Blackstone grill, while it's cooking and sizzling.
While it's all, you start mixing everything together.
The smell's got to be fantastic, right?
Oh, beautiful. Oh.
Now, do you throw any protein in there? You throw shrimp in there? Any meats?
Oh, but no. That's added later once you got it all.
Got it.
Marinated,
what about an egg? What about an egg? You put
egg,
an egg?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Six eggs.
How many cups of rice?
2 quarts of white rice.
2 quarts of white rice with 6 eggs? No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, this is this is a health food now.
This is the best thing that you're ever going to stick in your mouth.
Oh my God! I want to try it. I think I'm going to make it. All right, Juan. I'm going to ask you. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, because I got a break for traffic and weather. Can I put you on hold? And do you mind sharing the recipe with Thomas so I can?
But wait a minute. It gets better real quick.
Go.
So now I'm going back inside.
All right.
I'm going back inside. I dropped the 2 quarts of fried rice.
Get out of here. What happened?
Yes,
you trip?
That was Saturday.
What'd you do?
No, the screen door. I'm trying to open the knob on the door.
Stop.
Holding the pots and everything. I dropped the rice. I'm like, oh, my God. So we got family in the house. I got guests. Everybody gets 1 fork of rice of what's left.
That is awful. Juan, that is the... Why didn't you have somebody open the screen for you? They're all sitting there waiting for you to eat.
My daughter just had knee surgery. She's in an immobilizer. She's sitting by the trellis, and I didn't want to bother her.
All right, hold on. Give me the recipe real quick again. We got your rice, your egg, sake,
egg,
sweet soy sauce for rice, scallions.
Yes.
What else?
Sesame seed oil.
Sesame seed oil. What else?
Egg.
Yep.
And onions, diced up
onions, and bean sprouts, right?
And the bean sprouts.
All right, I'm going to try
that in the supermarket.
I'm going to try it this weekend. I'll report back. Juan, I got to jump. Great talking to you, man. Tell your daughter we're praying for a speedy recovery, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You got it.
I appreciate it.
You take care. All right, Donna, Andrea, hang in there. I'll be right back. 6:46, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
Zero. 6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I'm Bill Spady. We're talking about your summer plans this week. What do you got happening? Andrea New Hope, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're shot out of a cannon this morning. I love it, Andrea. So how was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
Yeah? What do you got coming up this week?
So at Christmas, myself and all of my friends and my boyfriend, we decided that every Sunday we get together.
All right.
So every Sunday we get together, we have a meal, we play board games, no TV, no phones, just people sitting around the table, breaking bread, having a good chat, enjoying each other's company.
Who cooks?
Me and my friend Diana.
Nice. All right. What's the cocktail of the group?
Okay. Well, yesterday I make homemade ginger ale and homemade lemon lavender lemonade.
Really?
So, oh my God, homemade ginger ale is so good and it's so easy.
How do you do it?
Yes. I like my ginger ale really spicy. So I use a couple of hands of ginger. You grate it and you boil it for a while.
Yeah.
Depending on how strong you want it. Then I add honey. So I make a simple syrup.
Yep.
And you strain it. And there's your simple syrup. And you can do it with sparkling water or club soda. And there you have it.
So literally ginger and honey as a simple syrup strained into seltzer. And you got ginger ale. I love that, Andrea. And then you can add anything. You can add vodka. You can add whatever you want to it. The lemonade, I'll bet, is delicious, too. Listen, Andrea, I've got to I've got to jump. I always nice to talk to you. We will certainly talk next week. It's 6:56. Eric Scott with the news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
.710 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, a lot happening in the news today. Interesting, Eric. You and I were talking about the ceasefire last week in the Iran war.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we've got the U.S. Navy heading to blockade the Strait of Hormuz. Mm-hmm. Interesting development, and I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of military experts over the weekend. Many don't see it, believe it or not, as an escalation. They see it as the final dropping of the hammer on the Iran regime, because what predicated it, what started it, was they wanted to charge $2 million for each of the ships
to go
going
through the strait. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I don't know what comes of this, but you know, from a Jersey perspective, we're already so crushed with the price of gas at the pump. I mean, I had to fill up twice this weekend. Mm. And it was, I think it was like $80 on one fill up. Oh, my God.
I know.
Right? And you know, Jody's car, we've got to put super in. And that's that nightmare. Like, that is, it's just so expensive. And I've done it the other way. I don't know about you, if you've ever had... You can only put the Supreme or Super or whatever the high octane.
Fortunately, we don't have a car that requires that.
And they
now
say, oh, that's a scam. Don't do it. No, it's not. I have made the mistake of putting the lower grade in.
Yep.
And it skips a couple times. You hear it.
It
chugs. And you notice it. Yep. So I don't know. I am so just aggravated with the price of everything going up. It's actually changing how we shop. So we're looking for recipes of lower cost cuts. It's why one of the reasons I go to the Amish market is I can get any cut of beef or pork that we want. They'll cut it for you. And, you know, some of the cheaper in the supermarket stuff, you can find some of the most delicious recipes.
Mm-hmm.
If you slow cook them, like you got, so we're on this, like almost an educational journey, because what I'm not doing is buying, you know, a filet mignon for, you know, $25 a pound or something. It's just, I don't even know what the price is now. It's so crazy expensive. We looked at the, I was in, I don't know if it was Wegmans or it was one of the places, and the mini lamb chops, which I love on the grill.
I do too. Yep.
But they're like $52 for a small rack. $52. Yeah. What? Like, it's like $10 a lollipop. It's nuts. I'm not doing it.
We still have the butcher box, and they have not adjusted their prices up yet. So I said to Sandra, I said, I'm just going to order a pile of stuff and throw it in our freezer, because you know it's coming.
Going up. There's no way. No way it stays low.
Because I can get the rack of lamb. I can get, you know,
what do you pay for a rack of lamb? Well, it's included, right? So you get, what, 6 items?
Right. So
for like $99 a month or $120 or what?
Mine's $130 a month, and you can order. Do I get two? I get 6 items, or is it 8 in the box? I don't know. I have to look it up again. But it's different. So, like, you'll get in a pack 2 filet mignons.
Right.
You'll get 2 pork chops. You'll get 6 chicken breasts.
Okay.
Is considered one item.
I got it. Okay.
So, it's not like one steak is one item.
I mean, 6 chicken breasts, you guys are getting 2 meals out of that.
Out of 6 chicken breasts?
You get more?
We'll usually split one.
So that big?
Yeah. They're not that. No, but I'll bet you we get 6 ounce portions out of 2 6-ounce
all
portions,
right,
out of one breast.
So you're getting at least 4 meals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So and what I'll wind up doing with a lot of that is I'll brine it just with a simple salt brine.
Yeah.
I'll grill them, and then, you know, we'll eat off that for most of the week. You know, I'll slice it and make sandwiches, you know, I'll make a and it's perfect for the two of us.
Yeah.
Now, if Alex was still home, I wouldn't be.
Well, that's the thing. My son is out. He's probably spending at least $350 at Costco to buy bulk for his meal prep, because he meal preps because he's working. You know, he goes to right. He's in the office at 6 a.m. So he's got my schedule of hours crazy. Because he works in finance and the markets are open here. He's got to be at his desk in California, so it's early there. People don't realize, like, the California schedule, it's interesting, too, because I could do that schedule. Like, I love it, you know, because his day is really done effectively at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, you know, he lives on the beach. So right. It's just a whole different lifestyle. But he does the meal prep because he brings... he'll bring lunch to work. Not, you know, it's cost of going out to dinner, out to lunch. It's just outrageous. Yeah. Although interesting, I'm going to ask this question. One of the cafes, and they just stopped doing it, but I have now started doing it. You may think it's gross. Butter coffee.
I have tried it.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It's not bad. I didn't like it as well as, you know, cream. I don't drink a lot of coffee. You know, I'll have one cup at home and I have one cup here.
Yeah.
When we're on vacation, I will wind up drinking a lot more coffee because the Dominican coffee is
delicious.
Yeah. And they serve it with hot milk. And,
it's more of a luxury item at that point. You're not drinking it as just on the go. Yeah. All right. Have you tried this? Butter in your coffee. I love it. It almost tastes like I'm having pancakes with my coffee. I love it. And by the way, it's healthier for you. You could sustain on just beef, eggs, and butter and live and be healthy. That I've kind of narrowed my diet down to that over the past. And fish, because I eat the tin fish as a protein supplement when I'm on my... you know, mad run that I'm only getting 3 hours of sleep because I'm doing both shows and, you know, kind of lighting the candle at both ends, which was what last week was like and possibly this coming weekend. How about you? Have you tried butter in your coffee? 1-800-283-101.5, 716. And what other weird stuff do you do with your home remedies and home health? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 716 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
724 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I want to ask you on the other side how you're feeling with what transpired over the weekend. A couple things happened. President Trump, after the peace talks failed, and I'll be honest, I really, my hot take is that the whole peace talks with this Iran war were just theater done on purpose, knowing they'd collapse. So that Trump can move into the Strait of Hormuz and blockade it, and now we're going to run it, and I think it's a good idea. I actually think now that not only should we reinstall Reza Pahlavi, who is the Shah's son, the exiled former royal family eldest son, but we should put him in power. We should arm the Iranian people of sending small arms, in particular, to allow them to be armed and rise up and overthrow these horrible beasts of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and truly free the country. And not install a democracy. I don't care. This whole idea of installing democracy, one man, one vote in these countries is ridiculous. They don't want that. They don't fight for that. They're fine with a royal hierarchy. And we should be fine with it, too. We should have never allowed the Shah to be overthrown. Jimmy Carter was such a weak coward that we ended up losing a key ally because he catered to the then what was the burgeoning woke left, which, oh, just because he's a king or a Shah, therefore he's bad. And were there atrocities? Well, there are atrocities in every government. America has committed atrocities. So let's not let's look in the mirror once in a while. This idea that we are going to judge every other country as if we've never sinned or crossed the line is absurd. So The point is that what I'd like to see is we arm the Iranian people, flood them with small arms so they can take back their country, install the Shah back to the old days when literally the Persians were a progressive country that was allied with us and embraced Western values, and then move forward. And you know, the idea would be that we could take, with the right ally, a big percentage of the oil revenue, use that money to rebuild the now $500 billion in damage we've caused, and put our plumbers and pipe fitters, our electricians, our teamsters, get the guys working on a contract. Now, my question to you, if you're a skilled tradesman, would you take a contract job and go to Iran to rebuild if Trump can pull off this masterful play of taking their oil money, reinstalling the Shah, and throwing out all these Islamic cretins who are hell-bent on killing Americans? What do you think? Would you go to Iran for contract work? 1-800-283-101.5. 728. Eric Scott with the news. 738 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll have Small Business Monday coming up after 8 o'clock. I want to focus on retail businesses today. Where to go this week with the nice weather. I'm going to be at Rattan Patio Shop on Mount Holly Road in Burlington tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Join me there. We're going to, as you come in the door, I'm going to give you a ticket. You're going to be able to be placed into a running for a $1,000 gift certificate to the store. So big stuff. And just by showing up, you know, we'll remind you that you, if you mention my name when you're there, they'll give you an extra 5% off. They're already fantastic prices. And look, it's going to be 80 degrees this week. So you got to start thinking about summertime and outdoor weather. Question on the table is, and I talked about this a few times over the weekend, hosting a multitude of shows on Newsmax, you know, the evening show on Thursday and Friday, Saturday morning, wake up weekends. And then I was in for John Glasgow for National Report on Sunday. So the issue that kept coming up is, what do we do with Iran? I support the president blockading the Strait of Hormuz. I don't support more peace talks. I think we ought to just wreck the regime, get rid of these Islamists, and arm the Iranian people and keep the strait closed. That vig ought to be paid to us, not Iran. And I believe that we have an opportunity. And President Trump said this, you go back like 30, 40 years. He was saying this in the 80s and 90s about how there was always going to be a conflict with Iran. And I've said this, Jimmy Carter was so weak back in 79 when they were toppled. Jimmy Carter should have militarily supported the Shah. But we had a bunch of wokesters back then. They haven't changed their tune. They don't like the Shah because it was a Western embracing culture. The Persians were embracing all the progress that America had made. And they sided with the jihadists out of this tolerance of Islam, which is ill-fated. Islam is not compatible with American values. Just so you're clear, that's not, that is a statement of fact. You can't have a group of people pushing for child brides and say that's compatible with Western values. It's simply not. Other than the whole jihad thing about killing non-believers, but other than that. So the point is that we need to arm the Iranian people the way we armed the Mujahideen rebels in Afghanistan in the early 80s against the Russian invaders. And the opportunity in Iran is much different. Why? Because of the oil, because of the incredible amount of oil and the billions of dollars that we could take as part of the rebuilding process. And if we were able to secure, not only take them out, reinstall the Shah through Reza Pahlavi, who is the Shah's son, the oldest son of the royal family, arm the Iranian people to overthrow the Revolutionary Guard, we're going to look at a situation where we're going to have like $500 million in new construction that needs to be done. I'd like to see New Jersey companies, concrete companies, pipe fitters, plumbers, electricians, let's get the trade unions working and the independent contractors working and get them over there. Question is, though, would you go to Iran for contract work? I mean, it's always going to be a dangerous place. David on the turnpike. What's going on, David?
What's going on, guys? Good to hear from you guys.
Thanks.
Been listening to you guys a long time.
Appreciate
Glad
that.
Glad to be back in the state to do a little visiting. And, listen, I agree with you. I think you should we should take over, take the money. I was in Amman in COVID doing some contract work.
Yeah.
It was the same, you know, same type of issue. We were building bases. We stopped after, you know, when you get these countries with oil and money, we could rebuild. You're bringing back better pay, better wages for guys. I've been a plumbing contractor and heating contractor in the state of New Jersey for over 30 years. It needs to happen. It needs to get these younger kids involved and going over. Let's get these guys with better wages, because there's no good wages anymore left in the States.
Right.
These contracts will get these kids big opportunities.
It could be. Imagine, David, you're a young guy, you're looking for work, and we got to go back. We got to go to Iran and rebuild the water infrastructure, the electrical grid, the roadways, all these bases that have been bombed and all these areas that have been blown up. Just the bridge, the big, beautiful bridge that they blew up, the other day. So the opportunity is huge. And Trump was talking about this long before he was president, saying, you know, they got a ton of revenue. They need our help. If the Iranians are going to end up with a progressive-style monarchy, I know that sounds like it's a contradicting term, but it's not. If you look back in history, in the 60s and 70s, Iran was a very progressive state. There was nothing about women having to cover up. I mean, think about it. Islam is such an oppressive religion to women. And the left convinced people, though, that the real oppressor was the royal family, which is absolutely absurd. Doesn't mean they didn't do bad things. I'm sure they did. But, you know, when you weigh it, we ended up with a worse dictator, terror sponsoring regime, all based on allegiance to Allah and hating Americans. We got the worst end of the deal. And God forbid you're a woman in Iran and you could go and get 40 lashes for exposing your face. I mean, it's nuts. So I look at it, David. We bombed the crap out of them. $500 billion. We got to replace the armaments. We've got to replace the infrastructure. Let that be their oil money that we sell across the globe, take our percentage, and pay our contractors to rebuild it. I think that's what Trump is thinking. So we got to stay the course. I think it's a good thing that we upped the ante over the weekend.
I believe you're right. I think you should. You know, I would think we would manage it better than most countries. You know, it's probably one of the better opportunities for the United States to take in and do this.
Right. Let's face it. David, if we don't rebuild Iran, China's going to do it. Our enemies are going to do it. So there we go. Hey, man, thanks for calling. Appreciate you, David. All right, if you're a contractor, would you consider contract work to do the rebuilding of the infrastructure in Iran? Because I think that's exactly where Donald Trump has gone with this. He said it. He mapped out his plan 20 years before he even thought about running for president. He was talking about China being our enemy and Iran being a war that was going to be fought one way or another. Here we are with an opportunity now to reinstall an ally, arm the Iranian people to get them out from under the slavery that they've lived under and the oppression with the Revolutionary Guard and the jihadists, and then go in and rebuild it. And if the estimate is correct, and I heard this over the weekend, again, trust but verify, but you figure it's got to be somewhere in that neighborhood, $500 billion, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of plumbers and pipe fitters and scaffolding guys and teamsters and concrete guys. Think about the incredible opportunity. If you're in the energy sector, imagine we go and take over the major power plants and say, okay, we're getting our 25% now, and that's going to go to American companies to rebuild it. So we have a strong militarized ally right smack in the middle of the Arab world with an opportunity to have that as a front against our known enemy, the Chinese. 746, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
Pharaoh.
753 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, you know, the Cold War really has extended into the economic war, and China is really our enemy, whether we like to admit it or not. And Iran was an enemy for 47 years because Jimmy Carter was so cowardly that he allowed the Shah to be taken out. And, you know, the woke left in the old days believed that just because it was a royal family that had committed some political oppression of their enemies, that they were the greatest threat to freedom and progress. Well, it turned out that the opposite was true, because we ushered in these jihadists who their allegiance was to the Quran and to Muhammad and Allah, and they justified oppressing women, killing gays, and keeping society in a slave state. That's what they did. And now we have an opportunity to not only liberate the 90 million people that live in Iran and have been enslaved for so long, but we have an opportunity to take oil revenue, use it to rebuild the country. Because I can promise you, if we don't do it, the Chinese will. And I'd like to see New Jersey contractors heading over there to rebuild the now estimated $500 billion in damage we've caused. Would you go? Mike in Millstone, morning. Would you go?
No, I can't. I got the. Well, my point is, I think we should send all the illegal aliens over there that work in our trade here in Jersey. That would be it right there.
Yeah, I want to send the illegals back to those crappy countries that they came from. Let them figure it out. I want Americans to benefit from American action. I am so sick and tired of these illegals, these criminal aliens that we've got apologists for, that hypocritical leftist coward Cardinal Tobin in Newark out there attacking President Trump, calling ICE a lawless organization. What a scumbag. This is a guy that picks on kids, that literally forces jabs on children and threatens families that they'll lose their education if they don't follow along. He is such a bad guy, Cardinal Tobin, and we got to hear lectures from that scumbag. Ridiculous. And I'll tell you something, Mike, it's all because the Catholic leadership, especially in this state, now the Pope, they favor the breaking down of borders. They got a nice fat wall around the Vatican to protect themselves. They sit on the generosity of others. And let me tell you, Cardinal Tobin's not missing meals. This guy's not exactly living a life of any sacrifice. So,
Hear something real?
Yeah, go ahead.
Most of the people I work with, I'm an electrical contractor here in Jersey for 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm seeing so many more illegals coming from Newark.
Sure.
They're all Newark. Plumbers, electricians, they're just flooding.
Because Tobin and Baraka are in sync and they're hiding these guys and they're living off of the sanctuary state. They're taking food off of your table, Mike. And I am so in favor. I want to see ICE descend upon New Jersey and get these people the hell out of here, because I'm tired of paying for their free housing. I'm tired of them taking jobs from Americans, and I'm tired of paying for their education for their kids. We need a reset in this country. We need the 14th Amendment to be absolutely interpreted that you are not automatically a citizen because some criminal alien pops you out at the behest of the cartel in New Jersey. It's nonsense. It's hurting us. We have to be on offense when it comes to illegals and get rid of them. It's enough. I am sick and tired of it, and I'm sick and tired of the apologists in the Catholic Church. It was too much this weekend. Tobin went on 60 Minutes, this bloviating, blowhard, hypocrite, coward, and attacked President Trump, attacked ICE. It was disgusting. But that's where we are. So I'm a proud practicing Catholic. I go to Mass as often as I can. But let me tell you something. When I look at this disgusting leadership, like, I get why people have left the church over the last few decades. Mike, thank you. Appreciate you rounding me all up. 7:58, Eric Scott with the news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, guys, it's Small Business Monday. On the other side of the break, if you've got a small retail business, You're in a shopping mall. You are, I don't care if you're slinging pizza shoes or patio supplies. I want to hear from you. 1-800-283-101.5. As I mentioned, I'll be at Rattan Patio tonight. That is tonight. Today. Wait, Eric, it's April 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. What just happened? It's the middle of April.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it literally just February?
Yes.
Or Christmas?
Yeah, 13 days ago. No.
Right?
March.
March. No, it feels like that, though. Yeah. I feel like I missed March. What was March? I don't remember any of March. Was it because the weather was so bad, maybe?
Maybe.
Right? It's just, Anyway, I'll be there. Look, here's the good news. The weather's getting great now. You're going to have 80 degrees this week. It is time for you to clean off the deck, get that patio ready, and consider getting some new stuff for your deck and patio at Rattan Patio Supply. Let me tell you, the folks at Rattan are fantastic. Ron and Suzanne have become friends. Good, good people. And for you, we're giving away a $1,000 gift card tonight. And just for walking in the door, you're going to get that extra 5% off. It's all good because I've got a parting gift, which gives you an extra discount if you purchase. And you're going to have the next couple of months to cash it in. So good deal. Join me tonight at Rattan Patio on Mount Holly Road in Burlington. And if you've got a small business you want to plug, the number is open. The window's open right now. 1-800-283-101.5. It's 812. Fast driving instant weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
It's 8:24 on New Jersey 101.5. Let's jump right back in. We are joined by the owner of FSS Armory, Ross Osias. Hey, Ross, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I love Small Business Monday. Great opportunity to promote you guys. Tell me about FSS Armory. Who are your customer base? Who are you looking for? What do you got to say?
Well, we are your local firearms retail store and solution. So we get a lot of customers that are seasoned guys, collectors, but we get a lot of people coming in for the first time gun buyers experience. And that seems to be the most intimidating for people nowadays. People do just not know anything about the industry or how to do it or the process New Jersey makes you go through. So we're here to help and get everybody started in the right way into a sport that we love.
I love that. How'd you get started in the business?
About 15 years ago, came up with an idea on how to safely store firearms for people to prevent them from wrongful confiscation or things like that revolving around some legal issues or potential divorces and kind of a situation that was really prevalent. And then it just evolved, said, well, if I'm going to have a store, and really enjoyed the store, the act of buying and selling and trading and collecting.
Yeah.
Historical value.
What's the coolest weapon that you've gotten a hold of?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that all depends on who you ask. It could be that pair of dueling pistols from 1685.
Oh, how cool.
Those are a good crowd favorite. Or it could be that handmade German parlor gun that was a one-off from 1875 in mint condition.
No kidding.
Or it could be that 50 cal Desert Eagle gold plated that everyone seems to be attracted to as well.
I love the Desert Eagle. I don't own one, not exactly a weapon for target practice and certainly not for home defense. I think it could potentially go through three homes if you used it for home defense. Yeah. So I don't recommend that. It's interesting. What have you seen? Are you doing any of the help with people who are coming in looking for the right to carry?
Oh, yeah. Since we got the right to carry available really in Jersey about 3 years ago, we decided to invest into a custom holster making setup. So we can make a holster for any gun, any setup pretty much while you wait in about 15 minutes, and everybody needs that if they're going to safely carry.
That is very cool.
And they need it for their qualifications. So that seemed to be a really good boost for us.
Yeah.
But every day someone's looking for a new carry piece.
All right. So, Ross, tell me, where are you located, and how do people find you online?
So we are physically located in a storefront right on Route 46 in Pinebrook, which is part of Montville. It's 36 Route 46 in Pinebrook. We're in the same building as Dunkin' Donuts, so everybody goes there. And online, we're fssarmory.com, where we have our website with a fully stocked store of tens of thousands of items to make your online shopping at home experience easy. It gets shipped to the store, and then we walk you through the process from there.
I love it. All right. Give me that website again, fssarmory.com.
You got it.
That's awesome. Ross, I appreciate you joining me this morning on Small Business Monday. I appreciate the business that you're in, not only standing up for the Second Amendment and the legal right to carry, but offering a very cool historical perspective of firearms. So go to the website, guys, fssarmory.com, and stop by the store and say hi to Ross for me. Ross, always good to talk to you. Appreciate you joining me this morning.
You have a great day, Bill. Appreciate you.
You got it. You take care. All right, guys, 828. Other side, I'm going to introduce you to the owner of the Men with Tools. We had a really cool conversation the other day, and I want you to hear it. 828, Eric Scott with your news next. Hey, guys, Bill Spadia here. We have a very special guest in studio today, my good friend John with The Men with Tools. John, great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
So I, as you know, we spent a lot of time talking about small businesses, and I talk about your business in particular for a couple reasons. One, here is a company that installs great windows, great doors, and you lead the company, and you're an installer yourself. You spent 30 years now. A little more than 30 years, not trying to age you, but that's a lot of great experience.
That reminded me how old I am.
Now, I was going to say in a very positive way, you're one of the few companies out there that can really say we have in-house installers. So tell me about the team that comes out.
Yeah, W2 Installers. I have I started the company back in 2013. I still have three of my installers that started with me on day one. So they're all W-2. Most of our competitors, actually, I think all of our competitors are using 1099 subcontractors.
Yeah. So no subcontractors with the Men with Tools.
No, I started in this business as a subcontractor working for many of my competitors. And when I opened my own business that I was going to bring in my own team of installers. And because these guys work directly for me, you just have a little bit better control over quality.
Yeah.
Like my competitors that are using 1099 subcontractors, they're being paid on piecework, so that's speed, right? So if you've got 13 windows, which is the average job here in New Jersey, Bill, a subcontracting crew will go in there, they're getting paid a piece rate, they want to do that as quickly as possible.
With my guys, on to the next job.
They go get on to the next job.
That's what about your guys?
My guys, we're just paid on quality, right? 13 windows, it's done the right way with our 60-point installation installation process.
Let's talk about the 60-point installation process, because that's a lot of steps, and you know, it's for the average homeowner, they just want their windows and doors to keep the heat in during the winter and the cool in during the summer, and they're not really familiar with the process, but I think the process matters because you limit the disruption to the home as well.
We do, yes. So we call it our 60-point thermal break installation process. What that does is that produces an installation that goes beyond the manufacturer's guidelines. So manufacturers will give you an installation checklist from when you actually set the window until it's finished. This goes beyond that. This is a checklist for my installers from the moment that they get to the house, how they set up, how they install, and there's a few other extra steps that I've added in there from personal experience that go beyond that manufacturer guidelines and all the way to the cleanup. And Bill, even to how we handle the customer after, like 2 weeks after the install, we ask the customer if we can come out and just do an inspection. Every single one of our customers will send out either myself or one of my installation crew members, and we'll double check to make sure that install was performed up to our standard.
Let's walk through it for a customer. So you decide, let's say you're not really sure. You know your heating bills are high, your air is going to be high this summer. That's going to happen anyway, but it gets worse if you don't have proper sealing with your windows and your doors for sure. So customer goes online to themenwithtools.com.
They're going to get a real person on the phone when they call.
No AI.
No AI. No,
they're going to talk to a real person in my office.
So a human being in the office of the men with tools. So right there, you're separated from a lot of these big companies out there that the customer is so far removed.
They're going to talk to a human being that's in my office in New Jersey, U.S. based. They're not going to talk to someone overseas or an AI chatbot or anything like that.
I love it. Now, they decide to move forward. After you give the estimate, they say, okay, we're going to go. Walk me through what happens.
So after the job after the job has been agreed to, what we typically do is we'll send out an installation expert that will come in and measure those windows exactly down to the eighth of an inch, order the materials. We order that with our manufacturer. In between that process, Bill, as the project is moving along, even after we've ordered it, we're getting automatic updates from our customers. So there's 4 or 5 touch points. The customer is getting an email and a friendly reminder from what we have in our office called a customer concierge agent. So they have a person that's assigned to their project in my office, again, in New Jersey, that will help walk them through the process. So they're being updated the 3-4 weeks that it takes to order these windows, because all windows are custom sizes, right? You shouldn't be going to the home center and pulling stock window sizes off the shelf.
Right, because your house adjusts over time. Things move. It might not be perfect.
But creates, drafts and all these problems.
You measure it
professionally.
Professionally, yes. And the window matches the exact space that you're going to be putting it into.
The exact opening that is currently there. It's ordered. The manufacturer goes through the process. Our customers are receiving those updates over time. When the materials are delivered, the job is scheduled, typically installed within 1 to 2 weeks at that point, and then my professional team comes out and installs it.
Let's talk about the product. I have heard you say it. I've said it on the air talking about Amish craftsmanship, which I love. You've got a Provia door and a Thermalast window. Mm-hmm. Why is that important to the customer?
Well, I mean, like I had said before, I was an installer. I've been in this business for 30 years now, like you said earlier. So I've installed all the
manufacturers. I meant that as a compliment, by the way. That's a good thing.
It just means I'm becoming the oldest guy in the room.
Look,
now,
we're getting older.
It's okay. So, my father, when I started working with him in 1995, we installed many windows, all the different manufacturers. So, with that experience, handling the different windows, seeing how they actually perform during the install and after, I decided that I was going to go to the world's best vinyl window manufacturer, and I knew who they were. And I approached them and I said, look, I'm thinking about making a window, our Thermalast window. I said, take your best window, make it this way. So what that really is I told them to take their best window and make it even better for us.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's the best quality double pane window you're going to get in Jersey or New York.
The best called U Factor and solar heat gain coefficient. There isn't going to be another window that's double pane that's going to beat those numbers.
Price-wise, how do you compete with your competitors?
You're going to get, the whole range, different prices between, $800 an opening up to $4,000 an opening. It just depends on, what we're looking at and, the options that the customers choose. But usually we fall right in the middle, Bill.
But you're going to get the quality. You're going to get the craftsmanship. You're going to get the integrity of working with a local company that stands behind their work. I don't know any company that does a 1-year post-install inspection.
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
From day one.
Yeah.
A year after my first install. So your customer gets an email and a text message says, hey, happy birthday. It's your install anniversary. And we'd like to go back out and just double check.
And there's no charge.
But we do that every year, Bill. It's not the first year. We do that year two, year three. We like to, check our work. We stand behind our products. We like to, talk to our customers, make sure everything's okay.
What's the best compliment you could get from a customer?
During and after the install, we just love when customers tell us, that was easy, it was seamless, it was one of the best experiences they've ever had. And we see that a lot. If you go online and you check out our reviews on Google, and you'll see those comments consistently across the board.
Tell me quickly about the disruption on site. So you're at the job site, you've got 13 windows to put in. Is this 1 day, 2 day, 3 day? How's this play out?
Again, it just depends on the situation. Some windows are, easier than others, Bill, but on on 95% of our projects, they're 1 day or less.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. You've got to go to themenwithtools.com. And when I tell you in-house installation, I'm standing here with the guy, John, who's got 30 years of experience And that means you're getting the quality that you deserve for your home. This is your biggest investment. Don't let your money go out the window, out the door. Go get it done the right way. TheMenWithTools.com. Thank you, John. Great to see you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Estates Roadshow at TMT Cash for Gold.
Five.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jessica, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in a minute. But first, I want to check in with our friend Ron at Rattan Patio. I'll be there tonight at 6 o'clock. What's going on, Ron? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Hey, first, Suzanne, I'd like to thank you for making this event possible. We really appreciate it. We love your support for small businesses. We've been in our location here now almost 40 years. So it really means a lot. We support a lot of local distributors and manufacturers. We have actually three of them in New Jersey, one in Pennsylvania, and one in Michigan. So we try to keep we appreciate customers coming in. They like small businesses, mom and pop businesses, but we also support manufacturers and distributors. So it all goes around.
I love it. So look, you guys run a great business. You have a great team. Your staff is professional. I mean, you know, all winter with the fireplaces and with the new product we have in our house, we could not be happier. I can't wait to go tonight because the idea of flipping that switch into spring and summer, it's awesome because you've got the outdoor fire stuff. You've got the dining sets. I mean, anything and everything you want and need for your patio for this summer, you've got.
Yeah, we're all ready. Actually, I just stopped at the store for subs and things. So we're going to have refreshments. Little bite to eat. We have some extra giveaways. We have a door prize for the first 20 people that come in. We have a special door prize from our umbrella manufacturer right here in Mount Laurel that we've been dealing with for over 10 years. So we got a couple extra surprises, and we have a surprise for you also when you come in.
I'm ready for it. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So what is the giveaway tonight? You can enter to win $1,000, correct?
Correct. We have so when people come in, they're a little drop box for free drawing. So we'll have that. So towards the end of the evening, I guess you'll pull the winner. We have some extra bonuses going on. We're going to probably do a couple other giveaways while you're there. We'll see how it goes. You know, we're going to play it by ear. So we're pretty flexible on how to approach this because it's new. We're very excited. I don't know what to expect.
It's going to be awesome, Ron. I can't wait. Give the address. Where do people go to meet us tonight?
So our address is 2502 Mount Holly Road, Burlington, New Jersey.
All right. And what's the website?
Exit Rattan Patio and Fireplace.com.
And what exit is it off of?
We're exit 5 on the turnpike or exit 47A. Of 295, we're right in the middle there.
I love it. Rattan Patio. Ron, Suzanne, we love you guys. I will see you tonight at 6. Thanks for hosting.
And Suzanne wanted me to ask, see if Jody can come.
That is our plan. I'll let you know as we get closer. Thank you, Ron.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you, station, too. We appreciate you guys supporting small business.
You got it. Thank you. Ron from Rattan Patio. I'll be there tonight, 6 to 8. All right, Jessica, you'll be first on the side of the news with Jen Arcillo next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, we're talking about Small Business Monday. Jen, good to see you. How was your weekend?
Good.
Yeah, I did my 14 segments, 84 hours.
I saw
moderate
you.
Moderate eating.
Yeah.
Made it, though. And then it was funny. They extended it the night before on Saturday night.
You did a double.
Yeah, they're like, hey, can you stay?
Because
John is not feeling well.
You're like,
John
Glasgow. I'm on a roll.
I felt that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's keep going. I'll take the next 2 hours. I ended up with more energy at the end of the run than before. So I started with the broadcast here Thursday morning.
Right.
That would have been the first segment at 4 a.m. to 10.
Yep.
And then, you know, my segments are 6 hours, four a day. So segment one.
I heard all about this. You heard segment, this, right? You understand? The segments.
Just so everyone understands, the day is broken into four segments of 6 hours each. That's how I can do 7 days because that's I value the segment.
Yeah.
So like when I got off the air, so I hosted Wake Up America Weekend, which is a 3 hour show on Sunday. And, you know, it's live and it's, you know, there's breaking news. And of course, you know, the president's tweeting out and posting all, it was a wild news day. And then I get off that set. It was funny because I left and my co-host, Krisha, who's our co-host on Sunday, right. You know, and she, I'm like, how are we going to do this? She's like, well, I'm just going to toss to you. Maybe you should get off the couch. So I get off the couch, and she tosses to me. Nice. She's like, Bill's not here because he's over there hosting the next show. It was very funny and very smooth. But I was energized. So I called Jody on the way home. I'm like, I've now got an 8 hour weekend.
What did you do for those 8 hours?
Oh, my God, so much. I mean, I ate, first of all.
Oh, I was going to say, you haven't eaten since last week.
I was doing, like, tuna and hard-boiled eggs, like, just trying to fit in protein because... And Jody had some leftovers. Like, there was a little bit of steak, but I had to be careful because, you know, you can't go into the show, like, groggy, bloated, like, you know. So I'm more on my toes, hungry. So I didn't fast completely.
Okay.
I just limited... my intake.
Your whole eating segment is very fascinating, I have to say.
My kids think I have an eating disorder. They're
100%
worried about
you do. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But you go the other way.
But it works for me.
Yeah, it works for you.
You know what I have? Yeah. I have an eating order. I have is an that the eating first you, order.
That's the first time I think you've said that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we're calling. Matter of fact, order. I may write an article about my eating order.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's ordered, it's organized, it's efficient, and you can do a lot. So when segment two, Kathy's looking at me like I've lost my mind.
Oh, she thinks you're a nut job, yeah.
We're both giving each other looks.
Like, don't you like that, though?
Yeah. I like eating order.
Right,
I'm proactively making
a decision. I love food, but you have to have time to digest, you have to have time to, so right. Anyway, I am... So the first segment was 4 to 10 on Sunday. Uh-huh. So I spent that driving and broadcasting. Second segment was 10 to 4, but I got off the air at noon. And it took me from walking to get the car, Sunday traffic, getting out of Manhattan. I got home around 2.
So that meant I had two hours
left in segment two and a full segment three from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
But now when you're hungry like that and now it's like time to eat.
I wasn't.
Really?
No, I wasn't.
So you don't like gorge?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't that hungry. Your body gets used to it very quickly. You adjust. So like Thursday night, I think it was, or Friday, I don't remember. Friday was a tough night because I got off the air Friday at 9. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get home till 11.
Did you get preempted? We were talking about this. Did you get preempted for the splashdown?
Oh, I got to announce it live.
All right.
It was the most fun I've had on TV and radio.
Yeah.
I was there. So Rob Schmidt is the 7 to 8 show. So he's at his desk and I can see him. Like we're in the studio. There are three sets. So I'm in the middle set. He's on the left and he tosses to me. And like you could just tell it's like, you get to walk us through this whole thing. So literally, I had a guy from NASA on the phone and a former astronaut.
Nice.
And I'm like, hold on, guys. I want to hear it. So they literally, we started when they were a minute out. And I don't know if you watched it, but the parachutes are deployed.
Yep.
And then the guy, the NASA guy on who was reporting it, like announcing it, he did that kind of dramatic intro to they splashed down. So I was live on the air during it. So I got on the air at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on the dot and they splashed down at 8:07.
Yep.
So we blew up the first 25 minutes of the show just to do the Artemis.
That was so interesting. And then the helicopters immediately right there.
The
so
only
cool.
thing, and an astronaut said this to me yesterday on the air, he's like, you know, when we re-entered, he was a space shuttle astronaut. He said, when we re-entered, I got car sick. He said, I was motion sick. And I'm like, oh, my God, for an astronaut to be motion sick, I'm like, I'd be dead. I wouldn't have gone. I would have, that would have been it. And he's like, I felt for these guys because the capsule was in the water for an hour.
Oh.
Because they have to degas it, make sure there are no gases, poisonous gases trapped. The crew inside has to shut all the systems down. So they're in their seats and they're hitting buttons and working.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm watching it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's just the waves up and down. And it was still calm seas.
Wow.
But like if you.
Yeah, you don't think about that. Yeah, right.
Because, well, and I said something and they all loved it. I said they had to get their gravity legs.
Well, that's it.
You like that?
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
They're gravity
because
legs.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, why are they, when they came off like the choppers, I saw they were waiting with like wheelchairs and everything. And people are like, yes,
they
because they can't walk. They may not be able to walk. Like, right. Yeah,
they were cleared out of medical in record time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was pretty cool. Anyway, let me take a break for traffic and weather. Jessica Rich, I'm going to get to your small business pitch in a minute. But right now, traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. $1,000 a day at work. Payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway. New handbag. New phone. Pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
It's 9:21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, Small Business Monday. Let's jump right in. Jessica, our friend in Long Branch at the Beach Grill. How you doing, Jessica?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So what do you got for us today?
Okay. Every once in a while, the restaurant is available to any charity to use. There's no charge to use the restaurant to host their charity event.
That's great.
So this coming weekend from 10 to 12, we are hosting Shore Wag Animal Rescue.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So they are going to bring it. We have live music. They got somebody to volunteer to play music. So it's a breakfast buffet. So there's raffle prizes. Everybody come down and support this
Jessica,
nice little
what
group.
What are you serving for breakfast?
Oh, my gosh. We've got our famous banana bread French toast. Mm. We have eggs Benny. Of course, we have traditional. You can choose from artisanal bacons that we have. We have 9 different ones you can choose from. And there's our Belgian waffles. And there's one more. It's a chef's surprise. So whatever he decides, he's going to create.
I love that. I love that. Bacon, sausage, like the whole thing. You guys do such a great job. I think they're gonna have a great time. And what is it, like, they're having a meeting? Are they bringing the dogs? Can people stop by?
They're bringing some cats for rescue. Yes, people can stop by. They can donate. They can bid on a raffle prize or two.
I love it. That's fantastic.
I want to plug that we have, if you want to be a chef, you can be a guest chef at our restaurant. As long as you pick a charity, that the proceeds can go to. It's a charity of your choice.
That's
so
a great idea.
It's a win-win situation for everybody.
You know, Jessica, mm-hmm. I may take you up on that. I really like this idea. We work with so many charities. Jody and I do so many things with the pregnancy resource centers and all these different. I think that would be a great idea as we get closer to the summer. We'll be in touch on that. That's a great idea. Right now, everybody,
we'd
go
love to have you.
Thank you. You can go to Beach Grill. That's Grill with an E. BeachGrillLongBranch.com and find out more about the charity stuff. And honestly, the fantastic food. You guys just run a great shop. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Jess. I appreciate that. You take care. All right, let's go to Rich in Lavalette. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, Bill. How are you? Rich Clegg, the founding formulator of Vita Rich Coffee Booster.
Vita Rich Coffee Booster. I love it.
Yeah.
Tell me
and
about
it. We've had the pleasure of meeting, but I've heard so much that you're a big mushroom coffee guy.
I am. So Rich, your coffee is sitting in the cabinet. Jody reminded me yesterday when I got back from the city. She's like, we're going to have this coffee next weekend. So your coffee is on the docket for my breakfast on Saturday when I get back from New York.
I love hearing it because I would love more than anything to hear what you think about it.
I will give you an honest assessment, Rich. I do love the mushroom coffee. I think it's so much healthier for you. It's good for you. There's so much to it for gut health, and it's really good.
Unbelievably so, yes. One of the most medically documented, other than maybe curcumin, the medical mushrooms are one of the most documented. We don't make, legally, we can't make a lot of the claims, but if you search, you know, Google each one of them individually, it's unbelievable the benefits that they have.
Yeah. So tell me about your company.
Note, though, it's not a coffee. There's no coffee in it. You would either add it to your coffee if you're a coffee drinker, or probably half of our customers now drink it just in hot water as a coffee alternative.
I think I'm going to try it both ways because it now I haven't opened the pack yet, but it's a canister. So it's a powder. They're grounds. What am I looking at?
It's a powder. There's a scoop in there. You put one scoop in the bottom of your cup and mix it in with whatever you drink. It's a full dose of collagen, but you know, as popular as it is, collagen is really just a low end protein, but it's a dense source of glycine. Glycine is what your body needs to make its own collagen, to make its own creatine, glutathione, but it needs a lot of other nutrients to do that. All of those are very intentionally built into the superfood blend, so at its core, it's a really effective collagen booster. But then there's a full-blown mushroom blend. We use a full gram of lion's mane for brain health. There's cordyceps mushroom for natural energy. And then the superfood blend of raw cacao, spirulina, and beetroot, all those things boost nitric oxide.
Wait, what else is in there? Raw what?
Raw cacao, significant doses of raw cacao.
Thank you, Rich.
I kind of walked right into that one.
You did. You really did. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Anyway, Rich, I love it. Give me the website. Where do people find your product?
It's vitarich.com. That's Vita with a D. VIDARICH.com.
VIDA. Vitarich.com. All right, man. I will let you know. You'll get a full report next Small Business Monday. Thank you.
Beautiful thing. I appreciate it. All right, brother. Have a great one.
You take care, man. All right. I do love that. I have a funny story about that, which I'll tell on the other side of the news. Next with Jen Ursillo. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Jill, what was that? A yawn?
Wait, that was so funny because I was yawning.
What?
And I thought, my face looks really ugly right now. And I covered the top part of my face.
How could you see yourself? Oh, you didn't see yourself. You're looking in the monitor? Or no, you just assumed.
I was just yawning. I was looking at my eyes.
It was really an aggressive yawn. Like,
I know.
And full mouth open. Like it was.
Well, and thank you for bringing it to everybody's attention.
Sorry,
Bill.
I just. I tend to do that. I know it's not.
Were you like,
this is where we can't have nice things.
Poor like Jilly. If somebody has a big zit on their face, look, you'd be like, what's up with the zit?
I haven't really slept in a few days, so just give me a.
You're a mess.
So, Jill, you're finding yourself waking up now at odd times. Jill had a revelation this morning, Jen, and I'm slightly concerned.
So you know how when you hang out with people, girls, when you hang out together, your cycles sync up?
Let's just say.
I think my cycles. Me and Bill, I think our cycle.
Apparently, I have a cycle.
You're my girlfriend.
Now, to be clear for everyone, I'm not identifying any differently. This is a sleep cycle that we are talking about. Let's just be very clear about that.
And it's trailed off. It's trickled into my dog, Winnie, who now is getting up. We're getting up at all these odd hours of the evening. And I'm thinking, this is Spadia's segment.
You probably see the segment. I'm telling you, if the dogs, if you can get the dog into the segment mindset...
I'm
you win. This is a big, big win. I had to explain it to Jen again, although she didn't want me to explain it again because I think she heard it earlier. The segment explanation.
You're now entering segment 4.
It's interesting.
I feel like it should be an announcement. Doors will be opening. Stand back as the train comes to a stop.
You mean that doesn't go outside in your head?
There's a lot going on inside of my head. It's really bad. I had somebody, I don't know why, I don't know what they were talking about, but a certain word came up in the studio on Saturday, and this song popped in my head.
Oh, you gotta give me notice.
Oh. I just assumed Kathy's at the ready at any moment.
He pointed
let me just
right.
say that again.
Let me do over.
We're
gonna retake this.
Wait, I need to explain something first, Bill.
What?
I have three screens.
Okay.
With all of your stuff. So
is that more or less than others?
Most shows have one.
Oh.
All right. So
is that because we pile stuff on? Why is that?
So you gotta,
you're extra.
It takes a minute to toggle from one screen to the next. Okay, now go.
You're ready. All right. We are now ready.
Set it up again.
So I don't even remember what we're talking
about. I'm getting ready. It's early in the morning. I mean, it's like I get to the office at 5:15 in the morning and the show's at 7 and somebody said a word and this song was in my head all day.
Don't get get better, go, go, go.
We haven't heard this enough
on the show.
Right?
Being there, done that.
I'm literally saying, because I can't say it.
Nobody said cacao this morning.
No.
Saturday.
At Newsmax. Somebody
said cacao.
By the way, that's not true. Rich from the Mushroom Coffee.
Yes, he did. Right.
He said, we have cacao. I'm like, what did you say?
And then you
said, cacao. And then.
Oh, no, man.
You can't help it. It just
what,
goes.
Is that the reset?
Oh, you want it again?
I said it. I thought we'd play it every time it's said.
Better.
Is that not a rule?
Get better, go cacao.
So it's like the morning show syncing up with Steve.
So somebody said the word. I'm not saying it because then we'll have to play it again.
My head, yeah. As if I was on Kathy's screen.
Yeah.
You know.
It started playing.
We still have the other one. There's a sad one.
There's a sad cacao?
It's still in here. Do I need this? This is why.
How long is sad cacao?
Listen, this is why
sad
I have three
cow.
Screens.
Let's hear.
Because you've got.
Let's hear sad cow.
Oh, I'm already out.
I've had better.
Make it stop.
Tastes like chocolate.
This is terrible.
This is sad. Is this about a dying cacao?
This might help me fall back asleep, though.
This is sadder than Christmas shoes.
Christmas.
Isn't that like the dying mom?
Yeah, that's the dying mom. Yeah, sure.
Oh, this guy's high.
No, get this off. This is horrible.
Can I delete this?
Please. Right.
Well, let me hear it outside when I can really digest. Was this from our band?
Yes.
Well, Sometimes they miss it. You
know? I don't know. I mean, well, let me play it later and let me think it through. So my advice is get on the segment train because here's why it's good. I get back. They asked me to fill in for 10 to 12. So now I went 7 to noon on air.
Mm-hmm.
I get back in the car, takes me about 10 minutes to get down, blah, 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 and I'm driving. And, of course, Manhattan traffic on Sunday is not good. People are out there lollygagging and walking around the streets, jaywalking. It's lawlessness.
Enjoying their lives, yeah.
Right. And I'm trying to get home. So I get home around 1:45, took about an hour and 45 minutes. So the second segment, doesn't end until 4.
You need to call it time measurement segment. Because segment doesn't really, people don't know
what you're doing. You want to make it longer? I need to be edited down.
I'm just trying
here's
to explain
the problem.
To people.
Here's the problem with spadious segments, though. This is the problem. Because now, once I actually, and this is with anything you recommend.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love it. Because I start getting into it, and then I'm like, oh, I'm doing this. And 2 weeks later, Bill goes, oh, I'm not doing that anymore.
All right. To be fair, the segments have been going for about 10 years now.
Yes, he
really?
Does.
Let's call it STM.
All right.
STM?
I like
segment
it.
Segment time management. Measurement. Segment time measurement.
STM. Segment time management.
I just like the segs.
STM,
Like when Dave flies, he's on Zulu time. Like it's a different clock.
Would benefit from this.
I'm
on STM.
You're on STM. Segment time measurement.
I like this. This.
Yeah. Well, you gotta write this down for us.
So STM 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is 4 to 10.
And what happens during
that segment? STM 2 is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So I got home halfway through that segment. So that means I had 2 hours before 4 o'clock hit. And my whole weekend was built around the 6 to 10, the 4 to 10. Because that's when I was going to eat.
Gotcha. Jen's going, like she understands. Really, the three of us are listening to you and we're thinking...
Let him know. I don't know what's happening.
My nails are getting too long.
Did you disconnect from that? You really did?
Yeah.
I thought you were I actually thought you were all taking notes. Like, oh, this is how I can change my life for the better.
We get it.
Do want you to write it down.
The point is that if you have to work in the morning, in the old days, pre-segment days, P.S.
That's like
pre-measured segment days, P.M.S., Let me rejigger that and figure out what that's going to say. But I would, if I had to work on a Sunday, Sunday felt like a work day. So my mindset was, I got to work today. And I couldn't enjoy the rest of the day because I knew I had to work. Post-segment.
Right.
I now can say, I'm working when I would have been sleeping? 4 to 10 is irrelevant. By 10 o'clock.
Yeah, so in
that's
segment
why. I'm confused. So mentally, I'm different now. That's why I'm so damn happy.
I'm confused as, which segments do you eat?
So I eat in segment 3.
Segment 3 is the eating segment.
4
okay.
to 10. That's eating segment.
Okay. Yeah.
Because here's the problem. If I'm hosting a show.
Oh my God, there's too many rules.
What do I do? If I'm hosting a show at 8 o'clock, now I'm not eating until after 10. So I'm actually eating in the sleep segment, which is 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. So
you got to
watch how much you eat. So I came home, I had 3 little pieces of beef that Jody had left over.
In front of the refrigerator.
I did in front of the refrigerator. A hard-boiled egg and the pumpkin seeds. That was it.
There oh, was go. That the night you were dipping the egg in the
I did it again. Yeah. Friday night. This because is, Friday night was, I got home at 11. I had to get up at 2.
So you had girl dinner. I like it.
It's a girl dinner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, girl dinner. Right, yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm so confused, but all right.
Yeah, I have written about this. I will write another article if anyone is confused and you want to adopt the segment policy. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life.
The thing I
I'll
like
do it.
Is
I'll that, absolutely try it.
I do like the general philosophy of like, it's like, I don't have to go to work. I get to go to work.
Yes.
So you're yes. like, I don't, you know, it's just a segment of my day. It's just, see me, I look at life as a timeline and I'm just going, I'm going along the timeline.
Well, and if you have a crappy day at work.
I'll pass by that segment. Yeah.
Right. You'll skip it because you're thinking about the next thing. Mm-hmm. So I look at it as each 6-hour period is like a day.
Right.
So thank God I get to go to work because that would be the let me tell you something. 8 months out of work running, you feel that. That was a trying time. And I didn't realize it until after I was done because I was so focused on the race. And then I was done, I'm like, I gotta go back to work. Like I better go work. I may need several jobs actually to go back to.
Oh my goodness.
So, segment
time management. It is a thing. I will have an article written tomorrow to help everybody out. All right, John, you get the plug on the other side of traffic weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, John in Princeton, real quick, you got about 30 seconds to plug your business. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Spadia?
Good, great.
It's actually my wife's company. She's a huge fan of yours. I'm sure she's going to be super excited that we're talking to you. The name of the company is Top Down Exterior Cleaning. It's an offshoot from our roof restoration that she started last year.
Wow.
We do exterior cleaning from solar panels, which is really important. You're losing about 20% of your efficiency in New Jersey from dirty panels, all the way down to your siding, roofing, the algae stains on your roof, gutters, exterior windows. I actually make all of the chemicals myself, which are eco-friendly and pet-friendly.
No kidding.
I'm a chemist of a bit.
What's the website?
It is topdownexteriorcleaning.com.
And what's your wife's first name?
It's Amy.
Amy, tell Amy I say hi, and if you want, put a post up on Instagram or X or Facebook, tag me in it, and I'll share it with the audience.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Mr. Spady. I really appreciate it.
Call me Bill. Thank you, John. Best to you guys. All right, guys. It is 9:53. That means I have to get out of here. There'll be a post up with my comments on how disgusted and disappointed I am with Pope Leo and Cardinal Tobin. That'll be up on the website hopefully in the next 2 hours. And my message to Cardinal Tobin, stay in your lane, dude. Really. It's enough already. You check it out at nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. And I will see you tomorrow at 6.